Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news and issues involving the entrepreneurial community in South Carolina. Here to help us, as always, is John Swamp Fox Warner, co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina, where he joins us from now. John, welcome back.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar today.
Wow, it was a good week in South Carolina in terms of entrepreneurial companies raising venture capital. You don't say that too often, do you?
No, you don't, but you know, it's early in the year. It's a good way to start out.
Absolutely. So there's a company down in Charleston, Ceteris, and they've raised $9.1 million. It brings four major rounds of investment to over $30 million. That's chunk change, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is, which leads me to believe they've got a good business model.
Yeah, so what they provide is an accounting application, and they focus on multi-unit franchises, businesses like Jimmy John's and Firehouse Subs. Now, this company's 12 years old, so it's not really a startup, still an entrepreneurial company. You know, one of the things they've been doing most recently is beginning to add a lot of artificial intelligence and machine learning capabilities into their application to help customers begin to predict their finances and things like that. So it looks like it's a pretty sophisticated application. If they're raising this much money, it obviously has to be getting traction in the marketplace. And this is an example of a CEO, Levi Morehouse, who moved to Charleston. He's got a track record. Been working in multi-unit companies before, CareMore Home Care, for example. He was there 13 years. So this is a great South Carolina company that has had good traction, good success, and is continuing to raise money and grow, and it's great to see that. The other company that's done well, and this is a startup, this company raised a $2.6 million seed funding round. I mean, that's got to be one of the bigger seed funding rounds in South Carolina in a long, long time, isn't it?
You certainly don't hear about seed funding in the millions.
Wow. Yeah. So it actually is automating executive assistants, like, you know, the secretaries for really high-level leaders, you know, corporate leaders or major government officials, people like that. It's a way for them to become more productive, to stay in better touch with the person they're working with, you know, to help keep both of them better organized. The CEO here is a lady named Paige McFeely. She had run a executive assistant firm. It was called 33 Vincent for about 6 years. And so this emerged out of her experience. You know, she's originally from Austin, Texas, or at least has lived in Austin, Texas. 33 Vincent was there. And I'm sure while there, built some good relationships with investors. Her career has been in New York, been in San Francisco. So she's been in a lot of hot button kind of places in the country for venture capital. So she happens to live in Greenville, but has these kinds of relationships across the country. So it's good to see her get off the ground and raise a big chunk of capital to help get this thing launched. You know, we're hoping to come back a few years from now and she'll be as successful as Ceteris in terms of continuing to raise capital and continue to grow. But it's just encouraging that we're to the point in South Carolina where, you know, we see a couple of really successful entrepreneurs like this raising the money they need and growing their companies and doing it right here.
Well, John, what else have you noticed this past week?
Well, there was a really important leader in innovation who died last week, and I wanted to mention him. His name is Dr. Clayton Christensen. He was with the Harvard Business School. He wrote a book in the 90s called Innovator's Dilemma. And it was a seminal text in why major companies and other large organizations can't seem to change to take advantage of disruptive innovation. You know, why wasn't IBM Google? Why did, you know, a bunch of guys at Stanford, you know, invent search? And there's just, you know, example after example, you know, why did Sears not see Walmart? And I would encourage anybody to get that book, The Innovator's Dilemma. He wrote a second one called The Innovator's Solution. But he was a real leader. We brought him to Greenville one time, probably 12 years ago, to speak locally, and he's going to be missed and the people who care a lot about innovation.
Well, John, as always, thanks for your time. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics and the Swamp Fox Facebook page, and he joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also connect with us and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.